5. Thanks for your lovely texts and comments, and thanks for all the people who have said this is a brilliant item. Kieran O'Connor out and about, Daisha today. Farming Week brought to you by IFAC, and he has today gone our final feature, focusing on the father and son pairing of Eamon and Donica McCarthy, based in Glendine, and their signpost, Future Beef Farm.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Well, good morning, Damien. This morning we're here in Glendine, Youghal, County Waterford, on the farm, the Suckler Beef Farm of the McCarthys. We're joined by Eamon and his son Donica, part and parcel of the Chagas Signpost Programme. First of all, Eamon, thanks for having us here.
You're very welcome.
Thanks. Eamon, we're here in Glendine, as I said in the intro, we're in County Waterford, but you're a Youghal man originally, living now here in County Waterford.
Yeah, I grew up in Youghal, in the town. My father bought this farm in 1962, and I moved out here when I got married in 1986.
So a lot of change since then. What type of farming was your dad involved in? What type of farming did you get involved in initially?
Yeah, originally they had herd of cows here, but they were sold in the 1977. And we went into tillage and beef then, more beef. And when I took over, we kind of transitioned from the tillage onto the beef and eventually into the sucklers.
Yeah. Now, the suckler, as I mentioned in the intro, you're a signpost farmer and to non-initiated. That's a farm that's held out for open days and indeed doing best practice, working with the beef factories and, of course, also with Chagask as well.
Yeah, we're in the signpost programme with 2 years now.
Right. And, of course, you've had various advisors over the years, now alone presently, but over the years from Chagask. And before we came on air, you mentioned they've been part and parcel of the development of the farm here in Glendine.
Yeah, we've always been involved with Chagask from the time I started in Dungarvan. And I started to discussion group meetings with Mark Slattery in his time, and we moved on from that to Katrina Foley, and now Shane McCarthy is our advisor.
And again, before we come here, you mentioned you go right back to John O'Brien and Aston Fenton. That's not today nor yesterday.
No, that's not then. When I started first in 1984 or 5, it was John O'Brien was the advisor here, and Austin Fenton then was after that, I think.
Decide to go strictly into suckler. What may help you make that decision? Now, we'll talk to your son Dunnock in a minute, but what helped you make that decision? And was that through the advice from Chagas?
Well, I suppose I made the decision, I suppose maybe more myself. I was doing suckler cows and buying in calves, rearing dairy beef calves, and I always thought that suckler calves were better than the dairy beef, from my opinion, and that's how I ended up.
And where did you go for help and advice? Obviously, was your tax advisor a key part of you developing the farm here?
Oh, yeah, they were, yeah, always, yeah. Yeah, right. Definitely. I suppose Mark Slattery got me involved in discussion groups, and that then you'd see a lot of more suckler farmers and what they were doing. And
discussion groups were a great initiative, really. You got to meet several same-minded people and indeed learning from each other as well along the way and indeed staying up to date with latest technologies.
Yeah, it was great. You might go to an awful lot of meetings and you wouldn't see anything, but different meetings, you'd pick up little bits of this and bits of that from every different meeting. And as well as that, it was a great social outlet to get out from home for a half an hour or an hour. Every so often.
Of course, having the farm here and then your son Donica coming along, having an interest, that must have been a great feeling for you that you had a son willing to be and anxious to get involved in farming.
Yeah, that's great. That means that the farm can keep going in the future.
Yes.
I can't keep it going forever. Yeah. So, yeah, it's great to have somebody to take it on.
And we're delighted to be joined by Donica. Donica, as I mentioned there, from an early age, I think farming was always going to be the life for Donica McCarthy.
Yeah, well, my mother always said she knew from when I was 3 or 4 that I was going to be a farmer. I had nothing else. I wasn't interested in nothing else. Yeah.
So growing up, obviously your dad with the Suckler farm here, Kildaldon College played a huge part in your development and indeed your interest in farming.
Yeah, I did 2 years in Kildaldon about 10 years ago. Got the level 6 advanced dry stock certificate, and it's a great help. Like, you get exposed to new ideas and the best of the technology, you know, going forward.
And of course, you've got a lot of placement and you worked on various farms, dairy farms and the beef farms as well, I believe.
Yeah, I gave 10 years working on a dairy farm. I was with him on placement and I was there up to now. I'm AI now as well. I'm an AI technician for Munster Bovine.
So AI technician, obviously, being involved at that level, you have the latest technology and the latest breeds and the latest of what's available and what's best available from a breeding point of view.
Yeah, we have the best bulls available to us at all times now. Really, we can use different bull on each cow we have if we want. So it's a great help to what we're doing here.
And turning to that, Eamon, as regards over the years, were you always into AI or were you running bulls before? Or what was the system here?
I was doing AI years and years ago, but I gave it up. And I had bulls, different bulls, but the last bull I had, I had him for a good few years, but he went infertile, and it was possibly one of the best things that ever happened.
Yeah, because that helped you make up your decision.
Yeah, I went back 100% AI since, and it's having a huge, making a huge difference.
Now, a man from Yall, a Corkman living here in Waterford, I'm sure over the years there was lots of slagging, particularly coming up to big hurling matches.
There would be a little bit, yeah, but I'm not that interested.
All right, yeah. But farming was always your interest for a man who came from Yall, involved in the shops in Yall. McCarthy's well known, indeed, a pub as well in Yall. Farming from you, like your son, Dunica, farming from an early age, I think you could see that that's where you wanted to go, Eamon.
Yeah, there was never any other option.
Yeah,
there was this. There was the farming. That was it.
Yeah. The change that's happening within farming, and the advances, and the technologies. How difficult do you find that? Or having obviously Eamon at home with you, or Dunica and Eamon working together, must be a big help.
Well, it is, but technology is the way forward. We have to go with the technologies, otherwise we're going backwards.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Number wise and acreage wise here, what are we talking about on the McCarthy farm here in Glendine?
It is about 130 acres between here and a place that we have in Yall.
And what type of numbers are you running?
Numbers of cows, there's around 50 suckler cows here.
Yeah.
And we finish all the stock off the farm.
And of course then you did tillage in the past, but no longer involved in any tillage.
No, we still have 10 acres of grain.
Okay. Is that feed barley?
Yeah, this year it's 10 acres of spring feed barley.
Okay.
To feed, we keep the straw and the grain to feed the cattle.
And this year, as regards the spring, we all know what has happened this year with the rain and the way it affected, first of all, from the suckler point of view, from the cattle, and secondly, from the tillage. How difficult a spring was it for you here on the farm?
Well, from the tillage point of view, it was very difficult because the last number of years we've set winter barley and we couldn't get that in at all. We were lucky to get in the spring barley.
From the point of view, how late were you getting in?
I think for the 22nd of April it was that.
Well, you weren't too late.
So it wasn't terrible bad, but it
was prefer, later prefer, than normal.
Yeah, you'd prefer to have it in a couple of weeks earlier.
And then as regards the sucklers and the grassland management, the rain, getting out to spread fertiliser, getting to leave out animals, how difficult was it for you on farm here?
I leave out some heifers every year around the 4th of February. They went out okay. The cows would normally go out after calving, but so I could only leave out half of them this year. I couldn't leave out the rest of them.
Yeah,
because it was too wet.
And obviously there was extra feed. Had you enough silage, enough fodder and feed, or did you have to go outside to bulk up?
No, we had enough. We just had enough. I had maybe two bales left, I think, when I got them all out.
All right.
So, yeah, we were lucky enough.
And do you cut your own silage, or do you get in a contractor, or do you get in silage?
No, we get a contractor in to do the silage and the grain.
And did the silage run late this year for you?
No, it wasn't that late. Maybe a week later than last year, at the most.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad this year either, no.
And what type of crop had you? Good bulk, good quality?
Yeah, we had very good. We had almost 10 bales to the acre.
And obviously a first cut, do you do a second, or do you just leave it with one cut?
No, we'll have a second cut. We have the whole lot stocked again for a second cut, 28 acres.
The way of life, as I say, you're a man from Yall with a background in, as I say, in the shops and the pubs. McCarthy is well-known business family in Yall. You love the farming.
I do. I always did. I could never see myself doing anything else. Yeah. And I still like doing what I do.
And of course, despite the bad weather and that, you have to stay positive.
If you don't stay positive, you're Right, nodding. You must stay positive.
And as I mentioned earlier, having done it at home, you can bounce off each other. And obviously, he brought back a lot of new technologies from Kildalton and his work experience. And he'd work in AI. And it's about if someone to bounce the ideas off of.
Yeah, it's great to have the younger generation involved because, like the older people, we can't keep doing it forever either. Yeah. And it's great. From my point of view, to see that this place will be kept going. I'm lucky, I suppose, in that he's interested in the same type of farming as me. And it'll be great to see it moving on and keep going.
Well, Eamon, as I say in the intro, you're a signpost farmer, a suckler beef farmer here in Glendine County. It's Yall County, Waterford, but very much on the Waterford side of the Blackwater.
Yeah.
You're running a great ship. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll hear more about the signpost farm, what it involves, and also about Dunica's life back on the farm and working on the AI as well.
So, how do you like your Sunday morning breakfast? If you like it with a great song, imagine there's no heaven, a classic hit, half the world away, or something that brings back golden memories, then join me, Timmy Ryan, for Timmy on Sunday. With thanks to McDonald's, Cork Road and John Roberts Square.
Looking for the perfect vehicle to match your lifestyle? George Corbett Motors, Ireland's SEAT Dealer of the Year, is here to help. From the sporty Ibiza to the sleek Leon to the versatile SUV range, including the compact Arona, ideal for navigating city streets with style and ease, or the robust Ateca, designed for bigger adventures. There's a SEAT design to elevate every moment on the road. Visit George Corbett Motors, because when it comes to finding your perfect car, you should only settle for the best.
Are you ready for an adventure like no other? Enjoy exciting activities at Lismore Heritage Centre. Try and escape from our newly themed Aloha Mora escape room. Fly high above the Blackwater River and see inside Lismore Castle using virtual reality. Or take a guided walking tour to hear the ancient secrets of this beautiful town. Make it a day to remember with our Family Fun Adventure Pack. Suitable for families, all types of groups or solo travellers. For more information or to pre-book, see discoverlismore.com.
With the grass and silage season in full swing, now is the time to purchase your Cavernaland and Massey Ferguson mowers and tedders at 0% finance rates from Shore Garages. Phone us now at 051 873 689.
Gather loved ones and immerse yourself in the rich history of traditional afternoon tea at the Granville Hotel. Enjoy a delightful journey through three courses, freshly baked scones, a variety of sandwiches and delectable desserts, with vegan, gluten-free and dairy-free options available. Catch up with friends, celebrate a milestone or wind down with colleagues. Serve Saturdays 1:30 to 3:30pm. It's the perfect addition to your weekend. To enjoy afternoon tea at the Granville Hotel, call 051 305555. Booking is essential and must be made before 1pm on Friday.
Dacia Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
With Airgrid, delivering a cleaner energy future. Dacia Today,
WLR. WLR's My Farming Week, a Dacia Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Welcome back, Damien, once again here. We're here this morning in Glendine, Yall County, Waterford, with the McCarthy family. We're delighted to be joined by Eamon and his son, Dunica. They're the signpost farmers for the Waterford region for suckler farming, and we're delighted that they have us here on board. We mentioned about the signpost farm, but of course, you also mentioned in passing, discussion groups were a huge part for your development of your suckler farm here.
Yeah, they were, because you have outside advice.
You felt that the meeting up with the other farmers, and indeed, I think your advisor at the time advised you to get involved with the discussion group.
Yeah, Mark Slattery advised me to get involved with the discussion groups, to get out to meet other people and see what other people are doing. They went on then to Katrina Foley, and we kept going to the discussion groups. And, you know, 3 years ago, maybe just around COVID time, she asked me, would I put my name in for this signpost program? So I said I would. And thankfully, we were accepted into it.
And how have you found it? Obviously, it's a lot of work, because you literally have to open your books. You get the advice, you get the support. But on top of that, you have to become very much an open book as such.
Yeah, well, I never minded that, being the open book. It's, you know,
us tonight.
We're all trying to make a living out of it, and if we can talk to one another and tell what we're doing,
right,
maybe we'll get better at the job and we'll all have a better living out of it.
And becoming a signpost farm, let alone have your own local Chagas advisor, who's the Talloman, Shane McCarthy, but you also have a signpost farmer as well, a future beef farmer.
We have a signpost advisor, Aisling Malloy. She's from Offaly. She's a dedicated signpost advisor, and she calls to us every month.
So, Donica, you getting involved, you're a busy man, you're working here with Dad, you do some relief milking, but also very much involved in the AI. Becoming a signpost farmer really was a no-brainer for you.
Oh, yeah, it was a no-brainer.
As regards to breeds, then, mentioned before we come here, the various breeds that are out there, and obviously you working firsthand in AI, you're very much abreast of what's happening, be it Charolais, Limousines, Simmentals, Aberdeen Angus. You're not tied to one breed, you're very much an open book when it comes to what's best available from an AI point of view.
Yeah, no, we haven't been tied to a breed for a long time. We just use whatever bull suits the particular cow and what we want off her. If we want a bull off her, if we want to keep a heifer off her, we'll change our bull based on that and based on her characteristics as well.
Now, part and parcel of all farming enterprise is sustainability, huge pressure on reducing the carbon footprint, and indeed less nitrogen, water quality, environment, biodiversity. What changes have you made here over the last number of years from a sustainability point of view, from an environmental point of view?
We changed over from can to protected urea, and we get on very well with it. We planted 100 trees this year based on the acres. Our land, our out farm in Yall is in it for low input permanent pasture. We planted 100 trees around the home farm, and we put in 10 apple trees.
Right, fantastic to hear. And also, of course, the swards that are being used and more use of clover. What have you done as regards to the grassland here?
We've had clover in the sward for a long time. In fairness, we done a lot of reseeding probably close to 20 years ago now, and there was a lot of clover put in that time, and it's still out there. We seem to be able to grow a lot of grass, with not a whole point. Well, we use enough fertilizer, but we could use more, and we don't.
All right. And then, as regards to biodiversity and planting trees, you mentioned there, but you've held on to a lot of the greenery here, a lot of the mature trees are here, the old hedges and ditches. It wasn't a clean out here on the McCarthy farm.
No, Dad never took out ditches in his time. There was.
Yes.
All the ditches that were there are still there. We never took out ditches, and we won't either, I think.
Now, you're part of the signpost programme to non-initiated. You become the go-to farm. There's two dairy farms in Waterford that are signposts, the Fitzgeralds, both in Aglish and indeed in Portlaw. There's also the Longs were involved in the Nair Valley as well. But from your point of view, you're part of a bigger family. You have like-minded farmers all over the country involved as a signpost farm, doing best practice on their farm and opening up their farms to the general public.
Brilliant, and we get to go around and meet all those lads too. You know, it's great to see what other farmers are doing in the signpost programme. And we've been down to West Cork and up to Grange, and we've been all over the country in different farms looking at what they're up to.
And then, of course, you have a big open day coming up here on July 26th. Shane McCarthy was telling me, and we'll promote it on our farming programme, Future Beef, Profitable Sutler Beef Farm. You're opening up on Friday, the 26th of July. That's a big day for you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it now. It won't be long coming around. Yeah. It'll be good to get a big crowd into the place.
The way it has advanced, and we mentioned earlier, 24 bulls slaughtered at 15.4 months. Going back a few years, you'd never have dreamt that that type of slaughtering so young and indeed environmentally friendly and indeed from a carbon footprint. This is really music to the ears of the non-initiated.
Yeah, well, when I suppose going back to whatever 2013 that year, I mightn't have been too long at the bulls that time. It was what happened last year, and this year is what I was aiming for. It's a progression. It's a step along the way, but it's great to see that you could do it.
As regards then various schemes that are now available and working with a processor, what format do you use, or do you go from the various processors? Because there's a huge range. It's a case of building up a partnership with a certain processor, or is that the route you've taken?
We've joined the 2020 club last year. This year, this year are the first time now.
That's the Tierlong Keypack.
The Tierlong Keypack 2020 club.
Yeah.
We were always going to Keypack with the cattle anyway. So, yeah, it made more sense to join the 2020 club then.
And a lot of farmers are inclined to go from processor to processor, but do you believe you can build up a relationship with a processor like you have with Keypack? You better off stay with the one and develop that relationship.
I think you are, because I think you'll get caught with one now and again anyway, but if you're moving And the same with the systems of farming. If you're moving from one to the other, you're never going to be having a good day.
Now, finally, we're here, a lovely sunny afternoon. You're here with your son, Dunica. The future of the farm, you mentioned earlier, delighted to have him back as regards the longevity of this going forward. You've set up a partnership.
I wanted to get Dunica involved in farming and hand over to him. And I thought if I could get maybe 10 years more in it and bring him in, for the 10 years with me as in a partnership. So we are a registered farm partnership since January of last year, and that will be changing over to a succession farm partnership.
So many people might realise that you have to go step by step. You can't do the big jump.
Yeah, no, you can't go into a succession partnership. You must be in the registered farm partnership first and then go to the succession one.
Brilliant to have it all in line and ready to go. You know, you hear horror stories about it not being done until the last minute, and it's brilliant to have it all down on paper, and you know, we both know where we stand. You know, you might have to work all hours one day, butcher, if you need a day off the next day, you can take it off, and there's nothing better than going out on a good day and looking at your herd of cows in the field doing well.
Well, definitely you're raising the bar year on year, Eamon Dunica. It's a great partnership here. It's father and son. You're a signpost farmer. I can see why you've been selected by Chagas to be the signpost farmer. There's a big open day here on Friday the 26th of July. But on behalf of all us here in WR, I want to thank you for having us here this morning. That's Eamon and Dunica McCarthy here in Glendown Yall, County Waterford. Thanks for having us here, and lead back to you, Damien, in studio.
Kieran, thank you very much for that. A wonderful series throughout the week. Thanks to everybody who contributed to that series. Thank you.